In Dave Beck's machine shop, you see some of the old tools for farming, wrenches, metal grinders, air compressors. But sitting on a steel slab of a welding table is one of the new tools, a laptop computer loaded with specialized software for precision agriculture. Beck farms about 4,000 acres in eastern Nebraska, and he uses software from John Deere to break each field down into hundreds of grid squares. On that laptop, we look at the planting map for one irrigated field, a bright green circle inside a dark red square.
You can kind of see the two different colors where the pivot corners are a different color.
The map tells the planter to drop more than double the seeds in the green area covered by sprinklers than the red corners where the water doesn't reach.
As soon as it crosses that line, the GPS line, it will slow the planter drives down and thin the population down.
Precision agriculture started with satellite-guided tractors and maps recording grain yields during harvest. But farmers like Beck are taking the next step. Depending on the soil, rainfall, and past yields, they can apply different amounts of seed, water, and fertilizer to the land.
Instead of putting that blanket across the whole field, 200 pounds per acre, we could maybe put 300 pounds on the acres that needed it and zero on some other acres. It's putting the fertilizer where it's needed, which is better for the environment, keeping it out of the water and the rivers.
Now that retailers from Walmart to Whole Foods are putting a critical eye on fertilizer use in food production, it pays for farmers to be precise. But Purdue University agronomist Bruce Erickson says the big payoff is still out there if farmers are willing to embrace big data. Erickson says even with all the precision technology, there's a lot of trial and error on the farm right now. The answers would be clearer if farmers pooled their results.
We mine the information from farmers' fields, sort of like Google mines the information from our mouse clicks, and what Walmart mines from when we purchase certain products, who purchases them and when.
That would be a treasure trove for seed companies. It could help speed up research and establish a track record for new seed varieties.
People are thinking whole farms could be our research plot versus doing a specific study in a corner of a farm.
Farmers could make decisions based on neighbors' real results. You know how Amazon recommends books you might like based on your purchase history? Farmers could tell if people who got great yields with this corn also liked those soybeans.
That's huge. You know, you can see it over multiple soil types and multiple types of operations.
That's Todd Reed. He farms more than 2,000 acres near Lincoln, Nebraska.
You could look at one hybrid over 5,000 acres. There's an extreme amount of value in that.
But this is where the information age gets bogged down in the nitty-gritty. If their data is sold, will farmers get a cut? What if there's a security breach like at Target? Central Nebraska farmers Brandon Honeycutt and Lon Bone say those concerns are enough for many farmers to keep their data between themselves and close advisors.
I think there's a distrust of the major corporations of, okay, what are you going to do with my data?
Someone else is probably profiting from it, and they feel they should share in that.
At this point, digging into data could represent the next big step forward for U.S. agriculture, but only if farmers feel safe taking the plunge. That's why the Farm Bureau, the country's largest farm group, hashed out a new policy for sharing farm data earlier this year. It includes the right for farmers to delete their data whenever they want. As farmers become more comfortable with precision technology, it may only be a matter of time before sharing data becomes second nature. Lon Bone says when it comes to technology, farmers don't like to be left behind.
There's always one farmer in the community who's 20 years behind everybody else, and they don't want to be that guy.
But for now, most farmers are taking a long, hard look before they leap into big data. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.